Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. I'm joined down the line by John Eid, who is the President and Senior Analyst at Argos Research. Hello, John. How are you?
Matt, I'm terrific. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolute pleasure. We missed you last week with the shorter US trading week of just 4 days, with the Monday being off. How's it been? How's trading been for you?
Well, it's been busy. You know, we're wrapping up the fourth quarter earnings season. I think about 80% of the S&P 500 companies have reported, and the numbers have been good. I think earnings are going to be up around 5, maybe 6% for this fourth quarter. And I think the trend is upward, and we may see double digits by the second or third quarter of this year. So far, so good.
Indeed, yeah. So far, so good. As you say, 80% of companies reporting. So we'll look how the last fifth of companies, how they report. Just a quick one, John. Can you just talk us through Argos Research, what you do there, and what the company is about?
Sure, Matt. Argos Research is an 80-year-old independent research firm. We're based in New York. We've got an office in London. And we have three main businesses. We've got our core research business. So I have a team of analysts and strategists covering about 500 worldwide stocks. Then we have a money management business where a registered investment advisor with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. And we build and manage portfolios based on all this stock research. And then our third business, which we run out of London, is a financial data business, and we collect institutional ownership data from the UK. So those are our three businesses, about 75, 80 people working for the company based in New York.
Good. Sounds like a strong company. And is there anything in particular the company is looking at the moment or researching? Any particular field or assets that really kind of stand out at the moment?
Well, our analysts typically follow equities, but we've been looking a lot at dividends. I know investors are always looking for income, particularly with interest rates so low. So companies that pay dividends, that grow their dividends, or even companies that issue preferred stocks. So maybe you don't get as much upside on the equity, but you do get a higher dividend yield. I think that's a real important theme that we're hearing from our customers. How can we get income in a low interest rate environment?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I mean, that brings us on nicely to how the markets have been performing with the S&P and the Dow at all-time highs. Do you feel now's the time to be looking at these high yield plays, defensive stocks, certainly in light of if we see a correction in these equity markets?
Well, you know, I mentioned I have a team of analysts and we cover all the sectors. And when we build our portfolios, you know, we're always going to have at least some exposure to defensive parts of the market. Maybe a couple of utility stocks, maybe a food stock or a telco. I think right now you don't want to go too aggressive into the higher yielding sectors because we do think the Federal Reserve is going to be raising interest rates this year. And at the margin, that's going to pull a few people out of equities and more into bonds. So I think you're looking more for dividend growth here than you are high yield. And you typically find that, you know, maybe at a food company or at an industrial company, something with that's just not quite as regulated as a utility company or a telco.
And speaking of telcos, we've got towards the end of the week, Snap, the parent of Snapchat, coming to the market with an IPO, albeit it's a small percentage of the equity out there, valued at about $3 billion, valuing the whole market at about $20 billion. Now, with regards to IPOs, are they a good bellwether of where or how healthy the equity market is?
Yeah, this is a big one, Matt. There's no doubt about it. Snap is one of these unicorns, right? There are probably, I don't know, maybe 60 or 70 companies outside of the public markets that are valued at, you know, 500 million or more. And the biggest, the unicorns, are, you know, upwards of a billion. Snap is one of them. Uber is another one. Airbnb, right? People know these companies. A lot of people are really eager to invest in them. These unicorns have been slow to come to the markets. They've been able to get financing outside of the markets. But now we'll see if the Snap experiment goes well, you know, maybe some of these other unicorns will come through as well. Mm-hmm. I think Snap is going to have a great first day. I think it's going to be bid up. There's a lot of pent-up demand for these shares. And then it can go one of two ways. It can go Facebook, which was good, or it can go Twitter, which wasn't as good. We'll have to see after that. You know, so far the growth metrics are pretty promising for Snap, but of course we'd also like to see them make a profit sometime.
Yeah, sure. And sorry, Snap is in the tech sector as part, not the telco sector. But just to finish off, Donald Trump in front of Congress tomorrow. Do you think we're going to see these rate cuts or business rate cuts that the market's really been looking for? Will they come out tomorrow?
He'll talk about them, but they're not going to come out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. This is his first speech to Congress, right? Everything he's done so far has all been executive order. You know, the immigration stuff, the Supreme Court justice, that's all just the executive branch. Of course, in the U.S., we have the three branches, the judiciary, the legislative, and the executive. And here he's going to have to work with the legislative branch on issues like the budget. Mm-hmm. So he's going to talk about some fiscal stimulus programs, maybe spending more on defense. He'll mention tax cuts, but then there's going to be a lot of back and forth between him, his Treasury Secretary, and Congress. And I don't think we're actually going to see any sort of tax cuts or tax policies until maybe later this summer or early this fall. But we'll get a preview, a really good preview tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be good to see what Donald Trump's thinking on that front. John, thank you very much for joining us down the line. That was John Eade from Argus Research. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.